News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A major U.S. decision on the Russian-Ukraine war. Two U.S. officials confirmed to ABC News that President Biden's given Ukraine the go-ahead to use long-range missiles against Russian and North Korean troops trying to recapture the Kursk region seized by Ukraine. ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon.
Right now, Russia has the upper hand in some of these areas, particularly in Kursk and other parts of eastern Ukraine that they've seized. Potentially, what you're looking at right here is a tactical response, try to push back the Russians as much as possible so that they don't make any further gains.
Explosions in western Ukraine during a big Russian missile attack on several Ukrainian cities today. Ukraine says missile defense rockets shot down a majority of them. President Biden's in Brazil, the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Amazon rainforest, announcing an additional $50 million for an Amazon fund. Federal officials warning of an E. coli outbreak linked to organic carrots. This is ABC News. Trading will resume on Wall Street after the post-election boom fizzled Friday. The major indexes ended lower for the week. This effort to win back customers, ABC's Brian Clark.
McDonald's plans to invest $100 million on recovery after the E. coli outbreak that sickened more than 100 people. CNBC reports $65 million will go to support owners who lost business, $35 million to marketing.
There's an expected drop in prices not connected to any election or politics from ABC's Jim Ryan.
The world's largest producer of olive oil says the drought and extreme weather that have gripped Europe appear to be drawing to a close. As a result, good news for cooks, the price of olive oil is expected to fall by just over half in the coming months from its all-time high.
Recovering at home after handling a gun on a hunting trip at his East Texas ranch, the country singer Sundance Head, a winner on The Voice. His agent says Head accidentally shot himself in the stomach. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, it's hour two of Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker, here with Terry Barr.
Hello!
And Jimmy K.
Greetings.
And, you know, guys, last week we played I Like Everything by Pat McCurdy. Uh-huh. And, you know, people were, they were getting a hold of me. They were saying, I never heard that before.
Pat.
I never heard of Pat.
Play more Pat.
Yes.
Play more Pat. So I thought we'd do a double dip of Pat. He's got a couple shows coming up. We'll tell you about those in a minute. Right now, let's get into Jimmy's favorite song,
yes,
Sex and Beer. This is Pat McCurdy. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians said it came to me upon a midnight clear. I finished writing all of my gospels. Now all I seem to want is sex and beer. Mark Antony looked down on Caesar's body. He said, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. George George Washington, he never crossed the Delaware. There was no midnight ride for Paul Revere. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for
sex and beer.
Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. Charles Dickens gave us Great Expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us
sex and beer?
Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and
beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer
are the things we like round here. From the city to the suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. They can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Stress and I can't stand the strain. Can't stand the fog and can't stand the rain. I hate the hatred, the stupidity. Can't stand the liar lying to me. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. I'm tired of their friends. Looks like blue meanies are in Pepperland again. Can't stand the poison they're spewing out. I turn down the volume, still too loud. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's get together. Let's do it right. why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do.
The latest from Pat McCurdy, that is Mr. Jameson. And Terry, she's kind of new to Pat McCurdy.
You know, I've heard of him because, you know, he plays everywhere.
Right.
He's got some of the craziest songs. We just heard two of them, Mr. Jameson and Sex and Beer. I just said that on the radio.
Yeah.
Sex and Beer.
Sex and Beer is a classic for Pat. Mr. Jameson, that came out on the album, I think in the middle of 2020.
No Time for Sad Songs, or something like that. Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's a great album name.
And,
okay, tell me more about
him. So Pat McCurdy, mm-hmm. he's kind of a legend. Okay,
yes.
He's from Milwaukee.
I feel like he was
in the band Yipes. And Yipes was, you know, kind of signed to a record label. They kind of got some national fame. And, you know, like all bands, you know, something happens, right?
But
then he was in the Men About Town. He's been in, you know, Pat McCurdy and the Confidentials. And all those people that you heard screaming there, they're called Patheads, right? So, I mean, like when you go see him, and it'll be amazing that the packed in crowd of Patheads that come to see him all the time.
And they know every word of every song, I'm sure.
And they know, they sing along. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know if you have or not. I have never interviewed Pat.
Yeah, we interviewed him here on Max Inc. Radio,
Jimmy.
That's
right. We got him on the phone for the CD release.
Yes.
That was the one and only time. That's right.
That was during the pandemic, I believe.
Okay, and didn't he also write the song for, is it Summerfest? Or the State Fair. I think it's the State Fair.
Yeah,
he wrote the theme for the State Fair. And it's perfect.
He's a Wisconsin dude through and through. And he's traveled the state well, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love him.
So, he's got some shows coming up.
He does have some shows mm-hmm. coming up. November 29th at Shank Hall in Milwaukee. And December 6th at the Alpine Inn in La Crosse. Now, I went through Rocker's Closet,
I pulled
out this CD, and it's amazing the nuggets that are on this CD. It was the Mad City, the Mad City Music Show. I brought that back, but I also found right next to it, that's what I meant to say, it's the Funk Masters, right? And so it's Clyde Stubblefield and Jabo Starks, and of course they were the two drummers that played for James Brown, you know, back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And so this album was kind of in this period where, you know, they wanted to try and make some money off their music. So, you know, Clyde actually wrote a song, Parties in the Kitchen. We played that one. But there's other songs on that album. So I got one. I found out that this album, it's mixed by Leo Sindarin, son of legend Ben Sindarin, and it's mastered by Ben Sindarin. It was produced by Clyde and Jabo and recorded by Mark Haynes at Smart Studios in Madison. Mm-hmm. And it also features Ben Sidran on Hammond organ and piano. Jimmy Vaguely is on organ, right? Tony Brown on guitar. Paul Doherty on sax. And there's other musicians that play on
there as
well.
And if you're listening from another part of the state, everybody knows Clyde Stubblefield's name, of course.
Yeah.
But all of these other names, if you don't recognize them, they are just music legends from southern Wisconsin.
Well, Jimmy Vaguely, we know him from the Jimmies, right?
Yes, we do.
Tony Brown, reggae, he's, mm-hmm. you know, a legend around this area. And mm-hmm. Ben Sidran, you know, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a Madison legend and a jazz legend worldwide.
Yes.
So let's take a little listen. This is from Rocker's Closet. This is the Funk Masters' Find the Groove from 2004. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, y'all! We are the Funk Masters! John Jabbo Starks and Clyde Stubblefield! Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Shut up! Look here! It's all the funky! Let's get down with it, y'all! Look here!
Golden Child, that is Madison's own Nuggernaut right here on Max Inc. Radio. They have, they are a night of funk and groove-based music. There's two great Madison bands, Jazz Hams and Nuggernaut. They're going to be playing December 6th at the Red Rooster in Madison. Nuggernaut, they're just fun. They're like, you know, some of the guys from Better Yeti and all kinds of like local bands.
They played Atwood Fest recently, and I remember them.
Yeah.
Putting on a good show, didn't they? Like 2 or 3 years ago, Rocker?
I think it was a little longer, Jimmy.
Okay. Time is a weird thing.
It really is.
Yeah, I think it's like around 9 years or 10 years.
Oh,
almost.
No. Wow.
Where has time gone?
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's just crazy.
Hey, speaking of time, you just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Rocker.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah,
thank
happy
you, Terry.
Birthday, yes.
Is Trevor Reed's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's friend. Right.
And tonight is his birthday, and it's also Scorpio Fest. That's happening right now at the Red Rooster. I think Plant, the band Plant, is getting ready at the stage. And then, Rocker, our good friend Marcus, it's his birthday today.
Marcus? Is he the 15th?
Well, he just posted happy birthday to himself. Sitting in front of a big plate of lobsters.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
He flies in lobsters every year from, like, Maine. You know,
for his birthday.
For his birthday.
Oh,
they're
man,
still alive
that.
And stuff. He has a good time. Yeah.
So happy birthday to those guys.
All right.
Marcus is one of the most unique people that you probably should meet sometime, Terry.
I would say. He's flying lobsters in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rugby player.
He's a big funk guy, too.
He loves
the funk.
Okay.
In fact, he once told me that he inherited Clyde Stubblefield's record collection. he's got an amazingly huge record collection.
Now, that's something to brag about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
What's coming up tonight, Rocker?
Oh, let me tell you, Jimmy. Let's see. We have already heard from John Schneider and the Baghdad Scuba Review. Coming up in just a few minutes, Stanley Kipper. Drummer, legendary drummer. He plays with the New Primitives. They have a new album coming out. We're going to hear from him. Queen of Dreams, Lindsay and Caleb, they'll be in here talking about their new album, Subnivium, and their new show coming up for the CD release at the Crucible, and then Live in the Lair, Bing Bong.
Yay!
Playing cuts from the new album, Hippopotamus.
I love the name of that album. They've got the cutest little hippopotamus on it, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Great album. It's coming out. We're going to tell you about their release show as well. Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal coming up. And then After Hours with Rob Roberts closes out the night, Jimmy.
Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall. Cat and kitten adoptions, folks. Organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. You can find them. Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue. Also, thanks to Herbal Aspect here in Madison. Now 3 locations in Madison. Winnebago Street, University Avenue, Gamut Road. You can shop online at herbalaspect.com.
G's, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is our home now.
got my back to go. Tears in the kitchen window. She taught me everything I know.
Just us two.
Night Dancing. That is Stanley Kipper with New Primitives. Minneapolis drummer and singer Stanley Kipper founded the New Primitives in 2003 after moving to the Midwest from Southern California, where he toured with acts like the Bee Gees, Joe Walsh, Bill Withers, and many others. Stanley holds a 2020 Midwest Rock and Country Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award.
Congratulations.
And he was inducted into the St. Louis Classic Rock Hall of Fame for his band Gypsy. New Primitives have just released their new album, Primitive Road, and on the phone from Minneapolis is founder, drummer, and singer, Stanley Kipper. Stanley, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Stanley?
Wow. What a resume you have, my dear.
Good evening, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. Now I'm not going to know what to say.
I heard that song. I started dancing around my kitchen.
Tell us about that song, All Night Dancing. That's a brand new one. Tell us about it.
That song is about a righteous party song, and it basically says what it is. You know, somebody's in love and they fall in love so much that the groove is so strong and the vibe is so thick that they can't help themselves. They stay up all night.
We've all been there. That's awesome, Stanley. Man. You know, we just brushed on some of the artists that you've toured with, and you have such a rich history. Tell us about starting in music and the first leg of your career in music.
Well, the first leg of the career was started here in Minneapolis, of course. I was with a band, you know, named Gypsy, and we had a record deal with RCA and all this stuff out in Los Angeles. And so that was actually the start of it, because after Gypsy disbanded, I was fortunate enough to start working with Minnie Riperton, who was Maya Rudolph's mother. And Minnie, of course, had Lovin' You and all this, but she was a wonderful artist out of Chicago, her original roots and Rotary Connection and all this. But then I started working with Minnie, and I worked with her until she unfortunately got cancer and passed away at a young age. And from Minnie, she introduced me to Jay Ferguson. And Jay, of course, was a former Spirit guy and JoJo Gunn, all this stuff. And Minnie put us together and we started working on songs. We did Thunder Island together and Joe Walsh rolled in and played on that. So that's how I met Joe. One thing led to another. You know, and from Joe...
Thunder Island? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fangirling over you right now. That song was the best. Oh my gosh.
Yes, and it was also one of the first American songs to mix up rock and roll and reggae.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing that the New Primitives are doing now.
Excellent.
Right. So after that, of course, and then Joe had But Seriously Folks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we did all those records together. Then we then after that, with Minnie, I did Bill Withers saw me play with Minnie at one point, so he asked me to do some stuff with him. So I did some stuff with Bill. And then I met, you know, during that time, I was with Jay and Joe and all of us. We were all in Florida. The Eagles were down there doing Hotel California. And I met Randy Meisner at that time. And so I ended up making records with Randy, ended up being the godfather of my son, Miles.
Wow.
I met Randy Meisner, and then, you know, and then throughout all that time there was Andrew Gold. And Andrew Gold had a huge influence on me, played on all Andrew's stuff. And then Carla Bonhoeff was there, so I worked with Carla Bonhoeff as well.
Now, I think Terry wants to know about the Bee Gees, though.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about the Bee Gees.
Oh, the Bee Gees, yeah. They gave me a call when I was home one night.
That has got to be so wild.
It was insane, right?
Yeah.
It was insane. I thought it was, I hung up. I thought it was a joke.
Well, I would, too. Oh, man.
Barry called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Stan. This is Barry. I said, hung up on old Barry, right? I thought it was a prank. I really did.
They obviously called you back.
He did. He called me back. And we went down there, went down back down to Miami, and we spent a lot of time down there. Because Dave was recording in Miami, Joe was recording in Miami. So ended up going down there and being at Criteria with the Bee Gees. And the thing that really blew me out about those boys was, you know, when they would just start punching around, when they would sing, right, that harmony would come rolling out. And, you know, we were all so familiar with that sound. I just stood there with my mouth open, you know.
Wow.
Did they ever forgive you for hanging up on them?
Oh, yes. They laughed.
Good.
They all laughed.
Good. What a great story. Thank you, Stanley.
He called back. He said, please, please, don't hang up on me, mate.
This is real.
Well,
now, yeah, let's jump to your band now, the New Primitives. Tell us about the band.
Well, New Primitives has been together since 2003. Mm-hmm. And it's a great ensemble of guys. Chico Perez playing percussion and stuff. We've been playing together for like 50 years. Andrew Wozniak plays guitar. Snowman Powers is playing saxophone. He produced the first two records. Lightning Joe Peterson's playing B3. Also on this record, you know, my friend George Marinelli, he played with, he did all the Bruce Hornsby records. And he also been playing second guitar with Bonnie Raitt for like 20 years or something. But we met during the Andrew Gold days.
Mm.
And so we hadn't seen each other for a while. And Bonnie was in town a couple of years ago. And George and I looked back up. We started writing songs together. He was a producer of this record here. And he also played guitar and sang on it with me. Not on everything. He played guitar on a couple of songs. But he's the producer of Primitive Road. And, you know, we did Thank You for Being a Friend together and all this stuff with Andrew. But George is a producer on Primitive Road here now. And the funny thing was that, you know, I played some of the songs that George and I had written for one of the guys here who had New Folk Records. And I played him a few songs one day, and he just flipped out and called the president of the record company, Ken Onstad. And Ken heard the songs, and he wanted to sign George and I to a record deal, which we said okay to. But in the meantime, I wanted to give more background, so I played some demos of the stuff that y'all have of New Primitives.
Yeah,
right? I played them the demos of those songs, and they said, well, Stan, what do you plan on doing with these? And I said, well, you guys are a record company. Maybe you could tell me what you plan on doing with them. So they released it, right? They signed New Primitives to a 3-album deal on Loud Folk Records out of North Carolina.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. So I'm super stoked about the Prims. Things are going really good for us. We're just, you know, just keep on pushing. We just stay on the path, and here we are.
Well, we heard your two newest songs, and they sound terrific. So thanks for sharing those.
Thank you so much. I love you so much for playing this stuff. Thank you so much, guys. Big shout out to Wisconsin.
Woohoo!
Yeah, last time you were here was Atwood Fest last year in Madison.
Yes.
And
yes.
Be great to bring you back to Madison sometime. Now,
yes.
New Primitives have a show coming up on December 12th at Shaw's Bar and Grill in Minneapolis. How do people find out more about Stanley Kipper and the New Primitives online?
Well, they go to newprimitives.com.
That easy.
Yes.
Instagram.
Oh, good. You've got a helper. Yes, I love it. I'm going to look you up on Instagram right now.
Stanley, who's in the background? Who's helping you out there?
Laura Drake, I bet.
Oh, that's Laura, my manager. She's here to keep me on the track.
Oh, she's good. Hi, Laura. Hi. Oh, that's fun.
She's the one who keeps me on the rails, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's obviously working.
Well, that's so awesome.
It's working nicely.
Great.
You know, I would scarcely know what day it was if it wasn't for her. Just saying.
Well, Stanley.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you the truth, you know.
Yes, we love the truth.
Stanley, thank you so much for sending us your music and taking the time to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I want to thank you guys so much for getting in touch with me. Thank you so much. Roker. Hopefully I'll see you all soon, right?
Yeah,
man.
Y'all are doing a great job. Keep it coming, y'all.
Oh, Stanley.
Thanks, Stanley. We really appreciate it.
What a pleasure.
We were going to play Tate and the Neighborly. We'll try to sneak that in the next hour, but I wanted to play a third new Perimeter song here. We're going to play California here, Stanley. Tell me about this song here.
Oh, California.
Yeah, 40 seconds, too, brother.
Okay, that song's a song about coming out of the Midwest and seeing California for the first time. And like seeing all that technicolor and all that stuff and time standing still. That's what that song's about.
Love it.
That's awesome. Thanks for your time tonight, Stanley. It's
Thank
New
you.
Perimeters. Max Ingram, Civic
right,
Media.
Guys. Love y'all. Take care, right?
Right back at you.
All right. Peace, y'all.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.